Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Welcome back to footy. An unfortunate injury, but must have been nice to run back out there.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. It was a great game from the boys, and it was really good for me to be back out there. A pretty quiet 3 weeks building up to this game, doing not a lot at all, just letting the wound heal. So it was really good to get back out there and be part of it. A pretty good win.
Talk to us about the injury. I'm not sure whether you've spoken publicly about it since you suffered the damage, but can you just give us an insight into the incident and your memories of it? When you have something like that, do you go into a bit of shock and you're sort of not sure what's going on around you?
Yeah, definitely. I remember chasing down one of the Sydney players and just getting like his boot basically caught up under my leg, and I don't really know how the cut actually happened, but I just remember tackling him, looking down, and my leg was cut open and all white and not looking very good. So, I was straight away in shock, not actually in too much pain. That's why I was kind of able to stay pretty calm. But, just shock was probably the biggest emotion that I was feeling at the time, definitely.
Yeah. When does reality kick in that you're going to miss some footy as a result? Does that take some time?
Yeah, it did, actually. I think once I realised that I was having like a really minor surgery. I think when you hear the word surgery, you always think you're out for a little bit. So once I heard that, I kind of realised that I was going to be out for, probably at least two or 3 weeks. And I'm just really glad to be back and feeling really fit and ready to go.
Isaac, it's great to watch you play. You play a really attacking brand of footy. You like to take it on. Are you encouraged to do that sort of all the time, or are you sort of still trying to find the balance as to when to maybe slow things up? Because it seems your natural instinct is to play on at all costs and keep the ball moving.
Yeah, I think that is definitely my natural game. I think that's one of my strengths, is being able to take the game on and go quick. But yeah, definitely, I think today just a few messages came out where I potentially was just a little bit fumbly, or I just rocketed in a handball when I probably didn't need to. So sometimes that want to go is almost too much, and it can be a bit of a detriment. So I think I just got to continue to keep working on those little things, and I think it'll all start coming pretty well.
For Geelong Marine World, speaking with Collingwood young gun Isaac Quainer, here's Tom Lonigan on K-Rock Footy.
Well done, Isaac, today. Really enjoyed watching your game. Can you just talk to us about, you started on Eddie Betts. He was up and about early in that first half. He putting on pressure. He was lively up forward. And then there was a change made at half time, and you got involved a bit more in the attack in the second half. I really thought that first half was a great learning game for you in terms of how to defend a really modern day great small forward. I think you'll take a lot out of it moving forward in terms of your defence. How did you see it, mate?
Yeah, well, I've actually come up against him before in one of the Packy matches earlier this year, and he did a pretty similar thing, like had a pretty good game and was pretty lively. So, yeah, he's just, like, I pride myself on my defence, and I would like to pride myself on being able to, defend some of the best small forwards in the game and also be that attacking player. So I think there's definitely plenty of things to learn from that. Like, he loves to get under the ball and play from behind. So I think my positioning could have been, could have had a little slight tweak early on to potentially combat that. And that's what Buzz or Braden Maynard does really well and did in the second half. So, definitely a few little learnings that I'll take out of that. And he's obviously a great, so I was honoured to play on him, to be honest.
And you mentioned Braden Maynard, and also two other guys that had sensational games back there. It was Jack Crisp and Darcy Moore. How is it playing with a great group of defenders back there? You're your own unit within the team, and I'm sure you guys are really tight, but those guys had sensational games, and they're fantastic players.
Yeah, definitely. I'm super lucky to be playing alongside those boys, and, they're especially those three boys, Crispy, Bruz, Brandon Maynard and Darcy Moore, that they're very consistent AFL players, and they're very established, and I can take a lot out of their games, and they help me a lot and support me out in the field and allow me to do my thing as well.
Isaac, you sense the enthusiasm in your voice, and it reflects in the way that you play. Are you loving life? I mean, I know this is a very different year, but just loving life, are you, as an AFL player?
Yeah, this is a dream for me. This is something I've been dreaming about, playing for the black and white, playing for Collingwood. I've been dreaming about it since I was a youngster. So yeah, I'm super stoked to be up here in Queensland in the lovely sunshine, playing the game that I love with a lot of my good mates. So it's, yeah, I'm cruising at the moment. I'm cruising.
Yep. Who's taking you under their wing, Isaac, in your couple of years at the club?
I'd say I've been working pretty closely with the likes of Brad Maynard and Jack Crisp, but a lot more with the footy side of things. Obviously, similar players in the position they play, and obviously very, very good at what they do. So whether it's going through tapes with them and them picking a few things out that they think I could improve on, or just watching them closely when I'm not playing and I'm up in the stands, just those little things that I can take out of their games and bring them into mine.
You've got the Lions on Friday night, another big game and a finals-like game. You know, there should be a bit of a crowd at the Gabba, and it'll be a bit more of a hostile environment with, you know, more Lions fans than you'd expect Collingwood fans. I'm not sure how many they'll let in. It might be in sort of the vicinity of 20,000, but it'll give you another opportunity to, I suppose, experience, you know, big crowd or a bigger crowd and a chance to further enhance your game.
Yeah, definitely. Well, last year when I played a few pretty big games with, you know, crowds of up to 60,000 before this whole COVID thing. So it's not something that I haven't done before, but it always does make the game just that little bit more intense. And obviously it'll be a hostile crowd. And I've played in front of the West Coast Eagles a couple of times, and it's pretty hostile up there as well. So it'll be a good challenge for us, and it's a game that we need to win. So I'm sure we'll go really strong.
Isaac, really enjoying what you've done through your first 10 games of league footy. It feels like you've been around forever, but you're so polished and so determined down back and so composed as well. And we've really enjoyed that. And that's a credit to the work that you're doing off the field as well. Well done, and we really appreciate you joining us and wish you the best of luck for Friday night.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Isaac Quayner joining us. Geelong Marine World post-match interview.